Good morning.
What a great joy it is to welcome and see you this morning as we come together to celebrate gifts and blessings from Almighty God. It is our hope and prayer that we will all meet Christ this day, for Christ seeks to meet us. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. Everybody sounds lively and warm today. We're not snuggling up so much. Okay, a lot of announcements. Please check your bulletin, and I have a few to add. There'll be no Methodist women's meeting tomorrow, February the 9th. Okay, no Methodist women. On Wednesday the 18th, the church will be having an Ash Wednesday service at 7 o'clock, and that should be on your calendar that you got in your newsletter. Before that, at 6, there will be a family night downstairs with a very simple meal of soup and bread. So there's a sign-up sheet here, which I will send around to everybody. And sign up, please, if you're going to come, so they know how much to have. And it would be a nice event to join, to come and have fellowship and then come up to the service. Okay, any other announcements? I know we have one. Chris has one, too.
It's getting to be that time of the year again, and it came around pretty quick this time, but it is now that time for the Greensburg District School for Lay Servant Development. If you're not familiar with what that is the new name for what used to be the Greensburg District School for Lay Speakers. This year, it's going to start February 22nd. It will be for 5 consecutive Sundays from 2 until 5 p.m., 4 Sundays in the beginning are for class, and the 5th one is for graduation. This year it will be held at the Charter Oak United Methodist Church in Greensburg. The deadline to sign up for the classes is February 13th. You can either register online or you can fill out the registration form in the pamphlets that you'll find over near the office. I wanted to point out that a lot of people think that sometimes these classes are just for people like me, but that's not the case. Of course, there is the local and the certified lay servant classes if you would like to try to do what I do. But there's also personal development classes, and I think a lot of these are beneficial to a lot of all of us in our personal development and to help us out in our duties in our church life here. Some of the other classes that are being offered this year include caring for those who grieve, leading a small group Bible study, Methodist history and polity, and missions. If you want to take a good development course, I found it very enjoyable to take the Methodist history, to learn where we came from, how the Methodist Church developed, and why we do a lot of the things that we do. It's definitely a very worthwhile class. But if you have any questions about registering or the classes, you can either see myself, Pastor Dave, or Nellie was involved with it before, so she'd be able to give you some information also. But I'd like to see as many of us as possible. There's usually, if I'm not mistaken, a $30 registration fee that goes along with that. And we can carpool, as Nellie just mentioned to me. And I think it would be fun to get as many of us to go as possible. Thank you.
And let's see. We also have an announcement from Lori. Good morning. Can't believe it's time to start thinking about registering for camp, but it is. I'm the camp steward this year, so I'm here to tell you about a couple of our camps that we have, actually three of them, Wesley Woods, Camp Allegheny, and Jamonville. I'll start with Wesley Woods. How many of you here have ever gone to Wesley Woods? Okay, a few. Those are the true campers because it is very rustic there. It's located in Grand Valley, PA, between Titusville and Youngsville, covering about 600 acres in Warren County. It's a very rustic camp, lots of adventurous camps to choose from. This is one camp that offers camps year-round. They offer horseback riding, fishing camps in the summer, and skiing and sled riding in the winter. Next camp is Camp Allegheny. How many of you have gone to Camp Allegheny? Okay, a few more. Yeah, that's kind of the camp I went to when I was growing up. It's located in Somerset, PA, straight up Route 30. It was started in 1949. Like Wesley Woods, it is somewhat rustic and offers a lot of different horse camps. They have their own horse and pony programs, and they purchase their own horses. They are not leased horse camps. They've been so popular that they've recently built new pony barns, safety trails, and a challenge trail course. They have also been given permission to use part of Flight 93 land for horse riding trails. There's a small petting zoo with pigs, goats, sheep, and donkeys, if you're an animal lover. A lot of youth groups and adult groups are encouraged to go to Camp Allegheny for retreats. New this year at Camp Allegheny is a camp called it's an event, I guess, called Human Foosball. I'm not quite sure what that is, and a mud pit. So for those of you that like to roll around in the mud, they now have a mud pit. Okay, that brings me to Jamonville. How many of you have gone to Jamonville? I think most campers have gone there. Okay, nestled in the outskirts of Hopwood, PA, in the Uniontown, Connellsville area, the giant cross of Christ will greet you before you even get there. The cross on the mountaintop tells a story without speaking. Jamonville is not as rustic as the other two, with lodges and the Jamonville Inn, which is really like a hotel. There are many, many camps to choose from throughout the summer. They offer different adventure camps, discovery camps, sports camps, art camps, dance camps, and family camps. New this year at Jamonville is their one-time health form. Anytime you register, you always have to fill out a very detailed health form. So this year they decided you fill this health form out, and it goes into their secure database, and then when you register next year, they're just going to pull up your health form, and you just kind of make any changes to it. So that's kind of a nice thing they have. Also, they have partnered with a company called CampDoc.com, where the camper... that's the database form. I'm sorry. That's the name of the database. Also, there's no longer a $10 late fee. It used to be if you didn't register by May the 1st, they tacked on an extra $10 onto your total cost. But they've done away with that. I do encourage people, though, if you're going to go to camp, to just get your registration in early because that saves your spot. You know, a lot of these camps fill up, and you may not get to go to the camp that you really want to go to. So at least get registered, and they can secure your spot. They also announced this year that they are recognizing more food allergies. There's a lot of kids out there that are gluten intolerant and have nut allergies and whatnot, so they're delivering special diets for the health of all their guests. I might announce, too, that there are summer job opportunities for any young adult looking for work. A lot of the camps, all three of the camps, have openings. If you know of a student, college student, looking for summer work, they have information posted on each of their websites. And it's an adventure in ministry and not just, you know, another summer job. So that's a nice opportunity for someone looking for work. How can we afford to go to camp? It seems like the cost of camp keeps going up like everything else every year. But our theme this year is Every Kid to Camp. And any child that wants to go to camp can definitely go. Our church has a campership fund, which gives a church member 30% of the total cost of the event when they register. This campership funding comes from monies collected at the Children's Cup Ministry last Sunday and today. Now, last Sunday we took up a collection and we got a little over $200, and at the early service we took up another collection, so we will be having the Kids Cup Ministry go to that this week. Also, to keep saving your clothes and putting them in the clothing bins. That's another way that we've been raising money for campership funding. I think it's twice a month that the Mission Barn trucks come to our church and take the clothing, and it's like free money for us. They send us a check, and we've only had that in place about a year, and I think we've gotten about $535 from that program. So that's really a good, and it's going to be ongoing. So those bins are out there for good. So make sure you tell your friends and neighbors, too. Anyone can donate to that. United Methodist Women have also been generous, and they over the years, and they provide monies to campers. I know they send a check directly to the camper, and it can be used for, you know, the gift shop or snack shop at camp, or put it towards your event. What's the procedure for going to camp? First of all, you would pick up a brochure. We have three brochures in the back. One is Jamonville, one is Camp Allegheny, and one is Wesley Woods. So they're all on the back table in the parlor. And you would fill out the registration form in the back, submit that to the church office, or you can do this online also. And that's when Debbie, our financial secretary, sends in the 30% of the event monies from our church and gets you registered. So they all go to each individual camp. Years ago, it used to go to the conference center. Now it goes to each individual camp that you are going to. So that will hold your spot. I just want to emphasize to so many people, they are always concerned about the cost. There are monies available. We have monies, scholarship monies available here. Each of the camps have scholarship monies. Usually the last day of camp, they have a worship service, and they do a collection, and they ask the kids, hey, did you have a good time this week? And they all say, yeah, obviously. And they have a Kids to Camp offering. And I'll never forget when I was there with my granddaughter the last day, they, you know, were passing this offering plate, and she leaned over to me, and she said, what is this, Grandma? And I said, oh, it's an offering. It's called Kids to Camp. And she leaned over to Ireland, her cousin, and she said, you wonder what God does with all that money. So this is where this money stays and goes. It's designated for campers. So I really want people to make use of this money. It's there to be used. And so many people are so afraid to come forward. It's confidential. It doesn't go through me. It goes through Debbie in the office, and then it goes through the directors of each of the camps. You fill out forms or you give them a call, and monies are available. So please don't let this discourage anybody. So today, I just hope that you all stop in. If you have any questions, I'll be back in the parlor. I can hopefully answer anything you need to know. And we also have indoor s'mores. There's hot chocolate, there's coffee, and there's bugs on a log. So you need to stop in and see what's back there. Thank you. Okay. Please stand and join me in the call to worship in your bulletin. Call on the name of God, for God has called us by name. Lift your eyes and see,
for Christ is in this place.
Know that God is near,
for the Spirit lives in each of us gathered here.
Let's continue with our morning prayer. Holy One, Creator God, renew our strength this day. Lift us up on your wings of love and guide us with your ancient wisdom and truth. Empower us to be your people, that all may know the power of your love. Amen. Let's turn to page 139 in your hymn books. Praise to the Lord the Almighty, our hymn of praise. Okay, you know, today we're talking about camp. How many of you have ever gone to camp? Any kind of camp? Scout camp? You have?
I haven't gone to scout camp, but I went to camp with my mom and dad on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, awesome. Was it fun?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? How about you? Same thing? Well, if you look up here, I have all kind of stuff that we take to camp. You know, when you register for camp, they give you a what-to-bring list. Am I holding this too close? Oh, there we go. They give you a what-to-bring list, and there's all these kind of things. Your sleeping bag, too. Sleeping bag, a flashlight, a lantern if you have one, just all, a bug spray, just all kinds of different stuff you have to remember to take to camp. How do you like my fake campfire?
Pretty good.
Do you like that fake campfire? I wanted to do a real one, but Pastor David would not allow me to have real fire. He said it was too dangerous. However, we need to talk to him a little later about danger. You know? Well, you'll see. But anyway, you have to remember a lot of stuff when you go to camp, and it's so much fun. What is more fun than camp? S'mores, campfires, hiking. You get to go swimming. You get to have FOB. Did you ever hear of FOB? You don't know what FOB is? David loves FOB. Flat on bunk. That means that's rest time. And when I went to Grandma and Me camp, all the grandmas were having flat on bunk time, and the kids were out running around. So they were tired. But anyway, there's all kinds of stuff at camp. It's a lot of fun. But you know, when I look at this scaffolding, I think of the cross in Jamonville and how high it is. This scaffolding looked really high to me today, but my husband said it's about 17 feet from where that platform is up there, from the ground up. The cross at Jamonville is 60 feet. So that's really big. And recently they just repainted that cross. Last year we had a fundraiser to raise $50,000 to scrape all the old paint off and put the primer on and put up the scaffolding. And guess what? It happened. All the churches kicked in and people gave money so that it could happen. And our church gave $537 for that to happen. So now the cross is painted and it's lit and it's beautiful. So... And then when I looked at the scaffolding, I thought about camp, and I thought about the climbing wall. They have a rock climbing wall at Jamonville, and you have to, like, really be careful climbing up this big wall. You always have a spotter. But that reminded me of that.
There's one that hangs over the deep end of the swimming pool.
Oh, I haven't done that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he probably has, but...
No. Not yet.
And it also reminds me of, you know, starting out in camp. You know, you kind of go level by level. Sometimes when you're really young, you just go for a weekend. Maybe a retreat with mom and dad, or you start out just like Saturday and Sunday camping. Then you go to what they call a mini camp, which is like 3 or 4 days. Then when you get a little older and you love camp, you go for a whole week. And then you don't want to come home. Once you're at that camp, you don't want to come home. And mom and dad don't want you to come home either. They like want you to stay there. But it's so much fun. I really hope that you, some of you are kind of young to go on your own, but they have family camps. There's so many different camps out there available. And there's money available too. So I just want you to make sure. And tell your mom and dad about it. And if mom and dad don't know for sure if you can go, talk to grandma and grandpa, because they're usually the ones that will give in and let you go. This is another thing I brought that I take to camp. You have to take your Bible to camp. This Bible is kind of special to me. When I joined church at the Penswoods Methodist Church after confirmation, they used to print our names on the Bibles. See how neat that is? It has my name printed right on it. So this is an old Bible. We also have free time at camp. And that's when I took my grandkids and we sat under a big tree, put out a blanket, and we had snacks and we would read books. So this year, check out the book that I found, When I Go Camping with Grandma. How appropriate is that? So that'll be one of the books we read. So I hope you think about going to camp this year. Okay, anybody have anything they want to tell me about camp? Good experience, bad experience? No? Okay, let's have a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us and for these children. Thank you for our 3 church camps that we are able to use, not just for the fun times, but also for the times that we can draw close to you and connect more with nature and all that you've created for us to enjoy. Help us now, Lord, to make it happen, to be able to send any child or adult to camp that really wants to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, the ministry, the cup ministry today, is going to our campership funding. So I hope you can help collect monies for that. Thanks for coming.
I'm singing.
Sing to God a joyful song. Sing, sing, sing.
Thank you. Makes me want to sing. Let's turn now in the back of your hymn book to page 859, and we'll read responsively Psalm number 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. A song of praise is fitting.
The Lord is God to Jerusalem, and has the outcast of Israel.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
The Lord determines the number of stars and gives to all men their names.
Great is our Lord, the abundance and abundant in power, whose understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the downtrodden, the paths of the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Make melody upon the lyre to our God,
who covers the heavens with the clouds and prepares the rain, prepares rain for the earth and makes grass grow upon the hills.
The Lord gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that ride.
The Lord makes no delight in the might of a horse or pleasure in the strength of a runner.
But the Lord takes pleasure in the faithful, in those who hope in the Lord's steadfast love.
Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
The Lord strengthens the bars of your gates. Blessed are your children in your midst.
Makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat.
The Lord sends forth commands to the earth. The world runs swiftly.
The Lord gives the snow like wool, scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
Casts forth ice like morsels. Who can withstand its cold?
The Lord sends forth the word that melts them and makes the wind blow and makes the waters flow.
The Lord declares the word to Jacob, the statutes and ordinances to Israel.
The Lord has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know God's ordinances.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, at this time, the ushers. Oh, sorry. We have a. Okay, I'm going to read to you from our scripture for the morning is from Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 to 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of mine own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For I am free with respect to all. I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share its blessings. Now we have the ushers coming forward for our tithes and our offerings. Sure.
I gratefully give my very best to you.
All that I am and all that I do, all that I have, I offer in praise to you. Blessed from above with more than enough, I gratefully give my very best to you.
I trust in you to lead,
knowing only you can meet my every need.
So whether blessings flow like rivers or valleys are all I see,
help me to be thankful and keep me on my knees.
God of grace and mercy, you are the source of the true healing that can make us whole. We remember this morning that Jesus' ministry was deeply involved in both healing of people's bodies and healing of relationships. As we take time now to worship and to offer our gifts to you, we pray that they might be used to bring healing of body, of spirit, of broken relationships to people who are desperately in need. We pray this In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to the time in our service when we want to lift up our joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you turn on the back of your worship folder this morning, there's the list of individuals that we'll want to remember in prayer. Making some additions, we have two individuals in the hospital. At this time, Hazel Holly is in Westmoreland Hospital, and Larry Shank is in St. Margaret's Hospital. So we'll want to remember those two individuals as well. And let's not forget all of those individuals involved in the shooting at Monroeville Mall over the last couple days. Not only those who witnessed, those who were shot, their families, but also the shooter and his family as well. Let us continue then all those as well in our personal care homes, those that we continually pray for, those on a monthly basis, and our service personnel as well. Let us continue now to unite our hearts and our spirits, hopefully in a hymn that you learned at camp, either at church camp or someplace else, hymn number 494, Kumbaya. Gracious and loving God, this is always our prayer, that when we are in the midst of prayer, you would come by here. Kumbaya. Indeed, O God, we know that your Spirit is upon us when we are praying. Your Spirit, O God, is in our midst when we are here in your house. Your presence, O God, is upon us when we are outside these walls. We are never alone. You are the one, O God, who is gracious and loving and forgiving, slow to anger and filled with grace and mercy and forgiveness. You seek, O God, to be engaged in our daily lives and living, not just today. You desire, O God, to bless us and gift us so that we in turn might be active to your teachings and the callings of your Son, Jesus Christ, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. O God, may we live and move and have our being because of you. O God, as we come into your presence this day, grateful for your presence that's enabled us to be here this day. We know, O God, that we don't always live according to your teachings. We know, O God, that we've spoken wrong words, we've made wrong decisions, we've taken the wrong pathway. But you, O God, are the one who comes to us and says to us, it's not who you were that is important, it is who you are today and who you are to become. You, O God, through your grace and forgiveness, remember our past no more. It's gone. Today we can begin fresh and new as your faithful servants and disciples in and to the world. Today we can begin to live our lives that radiate the love of Christ, that share his good news with those that we interact with and meet every single day. Oh God, one of the challenges and callings for us is to remember brothers and sisters every day in prayer. The names of those individuals on our prayer list, the names of those hospitalized that we've voiced this day, the situations, O God, in our communities. O God, we pray where there is hatred, that individuals would experience your love. Where there is a need for forgiveness, might they experience your grace. Where there are those, O God, that society pushes aside, the lost, the least, the lonely. O God, use us somehow this week that needs might be met just as you, O God, have met our needs. We pray, O God, for your Holy Spirit, for we know that you promised us that those words that are needed will just roll off our tongues when we are faced with those situations. Oh God, we are grateful for the mission and ministry of each individual and family that is here this day, for the ministry of your churches. We pray that your light and power might continue to radiate forth from within us. Oh God, we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in that prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I had orders for my wife to wait. She didn't like it that I went up here earlier without my spotters. All right. I got me a Snickers bar. Now, just so you're aware, I know it wiggles, and the wiggling is far worse for you than the wiggling is for me. As we prepare to hear the gospel lesson this morning, I would invite you, if you are able, to please stand. Hear now these words from Mark's gospel.
As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick and possessed with demons. The whole city gathered at the door. Then he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions, hunting for him, finally found him, and they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." And Jesus answered, "Let us go into the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. God's blessing rests upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for the teachings of your Apostle Paul and Jesus. We pray now, O God, in these moments that we share together, that you will give us a sense of rest and peace from the activities of our daily lives and living. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our Redeemer. For it's in Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. It's Camping Sunday. But I'm sure you've already figured that out as we began talking about camping. Now, camp can be a little special to some of our hearts. Some of you know that that is where Leanna and I met. We were on summer staff together at Jamonville, 81 and 82. And when we first met, we had a conversation last evening. I asked her about, when do you first remember seeing me at Jamonville? And she says that I was walking down the hill from the mail cabin, Andy, and I was with another couple that were dating that I was in college with, Mount Union. And, well, as I learned later on, years later, this gentleman had most of us snowed. Leanna knew what he really was like, and that was just tucked away and hidden. And her thinking was, oh, David is socializing with him, therefore I'm staying away from both of them. Now, my first memory of Leanna is in the kitchen when she was frustrated at something, and she walked up to me, fists doubled, beating on my chest, yelling, "Oh, Lando! Lando Lakes." That was my nickname at camp. So some of my old camp shirts, that was the name on the back, was Lando, as we all had nicknames. And so I have to admit to you that when the eyes of Leanna and I first locked and met, it was not love at first sight. Matter of fact, in that summer that we met, She was dating a race car driver. She was in the fast lanes, and I hadn't even gotten in the starting gate. We worked for 2 years together and became good friends. We did not start dating until 7 years later, July 1988, and the catalyst that got us dating was her father's heart attack. I have since asked my father-in-law, Bill, would you have that heart attack all over again for us? And he won't answer me. We started dating July of 1988. Well, I then moved a little quicker than I had in my younger years. We were engaged Thanksgiving of 88, and we were married the following April of 1989. Camp is about meeting new people. It's about making new friends. It's about trying new experiences and doing things that we've never done before. I've never been on a scaffolding this high. Well, yesterday I did it just to make sure. Because I told someone who suggested that I do this, and I won't mention any names, but, you know, when the men have been changing all the light bulbs, said, David, maybe you ought to preach from here. Are all the light bulbs done? So it comes down Tuesday. All right, so they did when I realized it was Camping Sunday. I said, tell the men, because I was gone the first part of the week. I was at Jamonville. I said, put the scaffolding in front of the pulpit and lock it in place. But if I don't feel comfortable, I ain't going to do it. So I did a dry run yesterday, and here I am. So sometimes at camp, we get to do things that we've never done before, and that's okay. But camp is also about meeting Jesus. And our camps do a great job at the campers meeting Jesus. Statistically, we've heard for years that there are more youth who have a first-time experience with Jesus Christ during these 9 or 10 weeks of the summer camping program than the other 42 or 43 weeks of the year in all of our churches put together. And yet it amazes me. Our annual conference over the last 10 or 20 years continually has cut what our budget has been offering to our camps, and more of our camps are relying on their own fundraising. Oh, we talk about making disciples, we talk about new church starts, but we've got a great built-in ministry, and yet we're just not using it. Go figure. Maybe right, we need to write letters to the Council on Finance and see what we can do. So our camps, Allegheny, Jamonville, Wesley Woods, they do a great job at connecting people with Jesus Christ. They do a great job of that first introduction. So how, my friends, are we doing? How are we doing at connecting and introducing people to Jesus Christ? In Mark's gospel, which incidentally is the first gospel written, a lot of people are coming to the house of Simon and Andrew, and as they are coming to the house, they are meeting Jesus. That evening at sunset, people brought to Jesus those who were sick or demon-possessed. The whole town gathered near the door. Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases, and he threw out many demons. Those individuals from the town, they came to the door, they patiently waited to meet and interact with Jesus, and in so doing and experience the healings, or seeing those healings occurred, they had health and wholeness restored in their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. And their lives were changed like they had never been changed before. Paul then in 1 Corinthians is writing to the small new church in Corinth. Now Corinth is a seaport. You can imagine what all is going on in the seaport with sailors and men coming and going and looking for extracurricular activities and the different churches and religions that were there. It was not a place to go on vacation. It was not a place to raise your children. And so this small church is seeking to hang on with all of these outside influences coming their way. And it seems in these verses that Paul is either a chameleon, always changing his colors, or at least he has an extreme personality disorder. He becomes whatever and whoever he needs to become so that others might meet Jesus. Again, he said, to the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law. So that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people that I might by all means save some. Paul was a driving force behind the whole beginning of this new young Christian church. Without Paul taking the Christian church to the Gentiles and it catching fire and growing, what we know as Christianity might have stayed as a Jewish sect. But Paul was driven by a passion for Jesus Christ to become all things to all people. Paul wanted to change, to transform, and to make new the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ that it might impact the lives of individuals that he met on a daily basis. So what are we willing to do for Jesus? Are we willing to make sure that our youth within this church go to camp this summer if they want to go so that they might have an experience with Jesus Christ? Are we willing to make sure that if there's a kid outside the walls of this church that wants to go to camp, that we'll make that happen? How are we in our own daily lives and living outside of the walls of this church introducing people to Jesus Christ? Will we become whatever is necessary to introduce people to Jesus Christ? Paul says, I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessing. May we do whatever is necessary so that others might share in the gospel in the presence of Jesus Christ as well, and that they then might receive that blessing. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Jesus Christ and your servant Paul. We are grateful, O God, for their passion, for their ability to take their teachings and to take them into the world that hearts, minds, and spirits might be changed and transformed and individuals might experience a health and wholeness mentally, physically, and spiritually. Oh God, you call us and send us into the world as well. May we be empowered and impassioned by your Spirit, that we might live out our lives every single day so that others might see and experience Christ and have an experience with him as well. That their lives might be changed and transformed and made new in you. Oh God, continue to bless us, continue to empower us, and send us into the world. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and sing our closing hymn, number 367, He Touched Me. Gracious and loving God, it is our prayer that your Spirit, that your presence might indeed touch each and every one of us, that our hearts, minds, and spirits might be made whole, that we, O God, might have a passion to faithfully serve you and to live where our lives share and shine the good news of Jesus Christ, that others might meet Christ through us. O God, send us into the world, for we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.